Now, the New England Patriots. Last night, the Pats began the second half of their season with their second loss of the season. In the first meeting of the Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks since the Patriots' Super Bowl 49 victory over Seattle, New England came up short by a touchdown. They lost 31-24 in Foxborough. Pats coach Bill Belichick said the team was outplayed.
Seattle's tough. They force you into some mistakes, and you know, they do a great job. Not taking anything away from them, but there's just some things we got to do a better job of. And so,
help us understand what happened last night. We're joined this morning, as we are every Monday morning, by ESPN Boston football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
Close game. The lead changed hands 7 times last night. So for fans, it was a great game. What ultimately made the difference in this close contest?
Well, these were 2 of the best teams in the NFL, and they showed it. And for the Patriots, turnovers were a big part of it. They had 2 of them. They lost a fumble. Julian Edelman, the wide receiver, had the football stripped from him, and Tom Brady threw his first interception of the season. And the Seahawks didn't have any turnovers. And Bill Belichick often says no statistic sort of relates more to winning and losing than turnovers. Patriots gave it away twice and didn't take it away at all.
You know, the Pats looked great at the start. They scored on the very first drive of the game, scored a touchdown. But after that, the offense, at least in the first half, felt kind of flat.
Yeah, they got knocked out of their rhythm, and there was such great energy in the stadium. It felt like almost like another Super Bowl, which was different than a normal regular season game. And you ask why, and I think sometimes you can get knocked out of rhythm when your protection up front breaks down. And Tom Brady was under a lot of pressure after that first drive when they scored a touchdown.
And the defense had problems stopping the Seattle offense pretty much all night long.
Yeah, it really did. And that was one area that I looked at and thought that the Patriots' defense, there's 3 aspects of the game. There's offense, defense, and special teams. And they always try to play what they call complementary football, where each part of the game sort of complements the other. And I thought the defense let them down a little bit. They needed the defense to slow down Russell Wilson and the Seahawks offense. And Russell Wilson was just fantastic in this game. It's unusual to have a quarterback play better than Tom Brady. Russell Wilson did.
It was a very physical game last night. I mention it because at the end of the game, Tom Brady and tight end Rob Gronkowski looked like they'd taken a beating. Can the Pats compete effectively in a really tough rolling game like that?
Well, they can, Bob, and they are a physical team themselves, but I will tell you that Tom Brady took a very low hit right in the knee area to his right knee, and when when he came to his post-game news conference, he was limping a little bit and acknowledged that he was sore, but he always downplays his injuries, and he played through it, and you really wouldn't have known during the game that he was hurting. And as for Rob Gronkowski, he took a hit to his chest that he said was probably one of the toughest hits that he's ever taken. He missed 5 plays in the game because of that. They stopped the game so he could get checked out, said he got the wind knocked out of him, but he ended up coming back into the game.
Next week, the Pats are in San Francisco. What do the Pats have to do to come back?
Well, San Francisco is not like the Seattle Seahawks. They're one of the worst teams in the league. They have just 1 victory, and the Patriots should be just fine, Bob. You know, I think sometimes you lose a game because the other team just plays a little bit better than you. They're human. They shouldn't have much of a problem getting back on course against one of the worst teams in the league in the San Francisco 49ers.
And finally, the Pats are still 7-2, and they're still on top in the AFC East, correct?
They are, and you know, they did lose. They had a chance to keep their distance with other teams in the overall AFC, like Denver and Kansas City, who both won yesterday. So they do lose some ground in the bigger picture of the American Football Conference, but in their own division, the AFC East, they're still in fine position. And one other thing we should mention, with the Patriots going to play San Francisco, Tom Brady going back to his home in the Bay Area, he looks forward to that. Has not played the 49ers out there in his career.
All right, we'll talk to you after next weekend's game in Seattle. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN Boston. He also offers regular analysis for us on WBUR on Monday mornings on WBUR's Morning Edition. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great day.